Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You are listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show, founded to increase the national awareness of black women in the construction industry. NABWIC is the charge and takes the charge for black women to advocate for further opportunities to its members. Our mission as a core foundation is to strengthen the building blocks of new educational, entrepreneurial, professional, and social network connections. The vision of NABWIC is to build long-lasting strategic partnerships with first-rate organizations and individuals that will provide groundbreaking and innovative solutions for black women in construction and their respective communities. We invite you to call or text or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now, or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments.
Good morning. Welcome to this wonderful Wednesday. And I am your host, Jackie Perry, CEO of J. Perry and Associates, and your host today for NABWIC's Blog Talk Radio. And I would like to wish all of our listening audience out there a happy pre-Thanksgiving. This is certainly that season of thanks, and we are so grateful for many things, especially within the NABWIC organization. But today, we are extremely appreciative for our special guest being with us this morning, pre-holiday, Mr. Wayne Barclay of Digital.
Blue Digital.
Sorry about that. My mind went blank there for a minute. With Blue Digital, let me just tell you a little bit about our special guest today, Wayne Barclay. Wayne was born on the Caribbean island of Jamaica and migrated to Brooklyn, New York at the age of 5. He gained interest into Brooklyn Technical High School, which is the largest high school in the United States, specializing in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. While at Brooklyn Tech, he played varsity football and ran track. While at Tech, he also won multiple New York City championships. He was a member of 2 nationally ranked relay teams that took first place at the prestigious Penn Relays in Philadelphia. Way to go, Wayne. Wayne went on to attend Rutgers University on a track scholarship and graduated with a Bachelor's of Science in Accounting. He went on to work on Wall Street, which one of the largest brokerage firms there, Dean Witter Reynolds, where he worked for a few years before leaving to become a tax auditor with the New York City Department of Finance. Consequently, Wayne ended up in Florida, where he worked for ExxonMobil as a controller for one of their lubrication divisions. His dream of one day owning his own business materialized, and he and 2 partners opened an office services company in 1999 called InterOffice Solutions. In 2002, the partners decided to go their separate ways, and Wayne, with the help of his wife, started Blue Digital, a printing company located in the Miami area. Blue Digital has transformed itself and specializes in printing for the construction industry. Wayne is proud of the direction of the company that the company has taken and has given God the glory for its success. Blue Digital has been blessed to work on projects such as the Miami Marlins Ballpark and currently the Miami Dolphins Stadium renovations. Their services include small and large format printing, promotional products, scanning and document management, as well as some others. They are a certified SBE enterprise, and currently they are working on the 8A certification in order to do more business with large federal government contracts. Wayne, what a spectacular background and biography. Welcome to the show today, Blog Talk Radio with the National Association of Black Women in Construction.
Good morning, Jackie. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure being on this morning and
chatting with you about my career and my business. And thank you again.
Well, thank you. We are definitely looking forward to hearing more about your story and your journey into the world of business. And I know our listening audience out there, many of them who already have a background in the construction field, are interested in hearing a little bit more about you and about your company. Now, we're going to dive right in because these 30 minutes go so quickly. But one of the things that I did read as we were covering your bio is the fact that you gained interest into Brooklyn Technical High School, which specializes in STEM. And we're particularly interested in this area because one of the missions or goals of NABWIC is to help young girls and women who want to pursue careers in this particular area. So my first question for you, Wayne, is what impact, if any, did this type of high school integration have on your background or your choice of career in later years?
Yes, Jackie, this had a significant impact on my career later down the line because Brooklyn Tech was a school of, let's say, 5,000 students, and my graduating class was 2,000. So you can imagine
wow.
the nature, you know, and these were the best and the brightest in this in a city of 9 million people. So it was a great experience in terms of learning how to manage my time, how to really study and focus on delivering my school projects on time, having a great foundation. Most of my classes were AP classes, so I got credit when I went into Rutgers University. So it was a tremendous impact, and, I mean, even today I draw on those experiences back in high school.
Well, great. Thank you for sharing that, and I think for our listeners who may want to even have some more ammunition, so to speak, or something in their toolkit to pass down to the younger generation to know that when you are attending high school and going through programs like this, that, again, it is a benefit for later years. Sometimes you may not understand the relevance of some of the courses or some of the discipline that you have to go through, but it sounds like, as you said, those time management skills, the ability to focus, I'm sure, again, project management skills, all those things helped you in your career later in life.
Absolutely.
So thank you for sharing that. You also work for one of the largest retail firms in the securities industry, Dean Witter Reynolds. Tell us a little bit about your experience there.
That was actually a one day. It was my first job out of when I graduated, right out of college. And I worked in the accounting department. They had various sections. I was dealing with stock trades, so I got an idea of how the accounting side of stock transactions worked. It was also the first time working on a microcomputer. These were the days before Excel and Word. We were using Lotus 1-2-3 back then. So I'm dating myself.
Ooh, I remember those words.
We had to use a boot-up disk to get the computer on. Now it's so easy. But it was a great experience learning a little bit about Wall Street. I stayed there, like I said, a couple of years before I moved on to tax auditing with the New York City Department of Finance, which my favorite subject in accounting was taxes, so I wanted to pursue that at a deeper level.
Okay, great. So here you are getting deeply rooted in the accounting and the finance field. That is great. Well, Wayne, too, as an entrepreneur, Blue Digital was not your first business venture. Tell us about Inner Office Solutions and what your most valuable lesson was from that entrepreneurial experience.
Okay, well, Inner Office Solutions was, the concept was providing office services multiple office services to corporations. We were in an office park. And some of those services, of course, obviously was printing, which was the core service at the time. This was the time before digital copiers, so you had analog machines. And we also got into staffing, and we also, during this time, was during the dot-com era, in around early 2000. And we actually got a contract with Caterpillar to do a relational database, which, of course, we outsource. But we were doing a lot of different things, and I think the lesson from that was that you really need to specialize in your core service in order to really get the success that you desire.
Great. So specializing in your core service, so it's really important that you be an expert, the go-to person, excellent at what you do. And I guess the benefit to this is that your customers or other colleagues will have that credibility that so many businesses need out there in the workplace.
Right.
Exactly. Great. Thank you. Thank you. So your entrepreneurial journey now, you've got the background with Dean Witter Reynolds, you got the background with the stock exchange, et cetera. You've been a tax auditor, and you went into the entrepreneur field with InterOffice Solutions. Now here you are, things have taken a turn, and you have decided now to do a new venture, Blue Digital, specializing in printing for the construction industry. Well, what motivated you to start a business like this one, focused particularly on the construction industry?
Okay, well, it started out, Blue Digital started out as just a regular print shop, copy center type of organization, kind of like a Kinko's. But we started to get more and more clients who were asking for blueprints. They were contractors, engineers, architects, because we were in a very corporate area, our location. So you had a lot of architectural firms, AEC-type companies. And we would partner with a Reaper Graphics company, and we were outsourcing a lot of that work. And then when we looked at the bottom line, we were outsourcing, you know, almost 30% of our overall revenues. And I said, no, it's time for us to bring that in-house. So that's how we got started, based on the demand of our customer base.
Wow, great. Well, so tell us a little bit more about the various type of products and services that you are providing to your customer base, and help us understand what your customers look like.
Okay. Today, my customer is in the construction industry, or the architectural engineering construction, and they are contractors, either general contractors, subcontractors, architects, again, engineers, and they need the services we provide for them are blueprint services, copying, printing plans. Also, we do a number of finishing services as well. For example, architects needing portfolios, we can provide with special types of binding so that they can stand out when they go in to do their proposals. We have high-quality color printing, large format as well as black and white, which now in this era of BIM where a lot of companies are printing in color, we have a very cost-effective way to print plans and save them money. So pretty much one of the other services I must say that we're utilizing on the Miami Dolphins Stadium is the document management piece, which is the digital plan room, where we can upload plans onto our website, cloud-based. They can access it from their phone, iPad, or desktop at any time and see the most current set of documents, which, as you know, is critical to getting the project, moving the project forward.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like some really critical and variety of services that you have available to your clients. And that's very good, and I know very important as businesses seek to be as efficient as possible and on top of the most current requirements that they need to respond to those key bids out there. Wayne, before we go to a commercial, tell our listeners, if they are wanting to do business with Blue Digital, what is your contact information? How do they reach you?
Okay. I would say the best way to go to reach us is go online. You will see all our contact information. You'll see our phone number. We even have a toll-free number. We have a fax number, an email address. And the website is www.bluedigitalonline.com. And this website, you can actually submit a print order. You can order up to a business card. It's a very user-friendly. You can even design. It's almost like a Vistaprint site. So I encourage those who are interested in our services to go to the website, and you can always get our contact information to call in if you need us.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. Again, that's www.bluedigitalonline.com, and you can, from anywhere to uploading just a simple print document to something more complex as the document management process, Blue Digital is there for you. We're going to now turn to a very short commercial, and we'll be right back. We're talking to Wayne Barclay with Blue Digital.
We are so excited to have you listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction Blog Talk Radio Show. Please call, text, or email family, business associates, or friends and tell them that we are on the air right now. Or they can join us on the internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC or by phone at 714-459-3918 and press 1 to join our conversation with questions or comments. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Don't forget to follow us by liking our page and post your questions or comments. NABWIC's intent is to always go into the high schools and colleges to encourage our young black girls and women to enter into the construction industry and to take interest into the STEM programs that are offered. We encourage you to listen to this show or past shows on the internet by logging in at www.blogtalkradio.com/NABWIC. Thank you, and we're back.
Yes, we are back, and we are talking with Mr. Wayne Barclay. He is the CEO of Blue Digital, and Wayne has already provided us a little bit of background about his past career, and he's talked about Blue Digital and the products and services that they offer. Wayne, what I'd like to do now is turn a little bit towards the NABWIC organization itself. I understand that you are a member of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Tell us, some of our listening audience might be curious, you're not a woman, but yet you're a member. How did you get connected with such a phenomenal organization?
Okay, well, I must say I am a proud member of NABWIC. So how I got involved. Actually, we do business with a member, one of the members of NABWIC, and that member invited my wife to one of the meetings. So my wife got to know Mrs. McNeil, and then I eventually started going and started participating, and I noticed it was a great opportunity to not only the information that we got from these meetings where she would have companies in the construction industry coming and telling about projects, but also a great opportunity to network with them. So that's how I got connected with NABWIC.
Oh, great, great. And what benefit, if any, Wayne, do you receive as a result of being a NABWIC member?
Well, it's a great benefit. As I stated before, the meetings that are brought to the luncheons give us the opportunity to find out about projects before they hit the street. And then not only that, the opportunities to network with those industry professionals, be it government or private companies, you get an opportunity to pitch your services to them and follow up. So this really is tremendous when you're getting this on a monthly basis. So I really commend Mrs. McNeil and the organization for, you know, establishing this forum for small businesses.
Great, great. And I do hear a lot of other organizations and members who are a part talk about, again, the wonderful benefits that they receive as a result of being a member. So thank you. And Wayne, this next question is, how do you feel that the organization, NABWIC organization, can help you grow? Because I believe that it has, because I believe there's an interlinkage there. Because the other side of the question, the other side of the coin is, how can you help others grow? So you've already mentioned some parts of it. You know, you came there, you started getting involved in the meetings, and I imagine that there has really been a mutual benefit, NABWIC's impact on you, and then your impact on others in the organization. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. In terms of how NABWIC can help me grow, obviously by offering these events on a monthly basis. But not only that, Mrs. McNeil has become almost like a mentor to not only me, but many small businesses. And I was honored to be invited to her boot camp, which I got a lot of information in terms of how to prioritize and how to really grow my business. So she has been a wonderful resource for that. Now, in terms of how I can help others grow their business, I think based on our services, we are a growing company that specializes in excellence in what we do. So if you are looking for a company that can support, you know, those printing services, those crucial printing services that you need, get it to you on time when it is needed, because most of our business is on demand. You know, customers come at the last minute, and you know, and we're able to turn around those jobs. So I think having us as a partner is really an asset, and whenever you have an asset in your company, that equates to business, overall business growth.
Great, great. And I know that, again, it would be an asset for any organization.
Hello?
Blue Digital on.
Hello?
What are some of the things that you're passionate about? I am sorry there. There's a little bit of technical difficulty on my end.
Hi, Jackie. I'm back.
Hi. Oh, thank you.
This is Wayne, yeah. The phone cut off somehow.
Oh, okay. No worries. I was just mentioning to folks the best way to reach you again, www.bluedigitalonline.com for an array of printing needs. But I did ask about your passion, and wanted you to share with our listening audience some of the things that you're passionate about.
Okay. I'm passionate. I belong to the 100 Black Men of South Florida, and I'm passionate about helping the youth in this community to achieve their goals, to realize that, you know, they can reach any height if they put in the work, if they study hard, and, you know, just being around to mentor them and guide them. So that is one of my passions. This past weekend, we just delivered about 1,000 baskets of Thanksgiving meals to some of the less fortunate in our communities, and that has always been, you know, near and dear to my heart. Also, one of my another passion is my business. I spend a lot of time here, including weekends. My wife complains quite a bit, but you know, I have a vision. And in order to make that vision come to pass, you have to put in the work. And sometimes it's best to come in and work on your plan, as Mrs. McNeil has definitely let us know. Having a plan is very important. So I'm working my plan, and you know, and I know that will contribute to the business's success.
No, thank you for sharing that, and it's great to hear that there's both a blend of community passion and, of course, passion for the business as well. And you said something that resonated with me, and we've kind of coined this phrase that how important it is these days to not only work in the business. In fact, it's less important to work in the business, more important to work on the business.
Absolutely.
And I have to give kudos to, we call it the mastermind, Ann McNeil, who's founder of the NABWIC organization, for helping both men and women have the type of resources and tools that will enable them to focus in that direction. So that's great. Thanks for sharing your passion, Wayne. My last question to you would be advice, you work with a lot of business owners. You've seen them come and go. You've seen them rise and be successful. What advice would you, as an individual or a business owner working in this construction industry, offer to other women, or men for that fact, who want to excel in this industry?
I would say find your niche. And I would say call it your niche of excellence, where you can be known as the go-to firm for your particular services. It's so important that we specialize in what we do best. Play to your strengths. So if I were to give any advice, I would say specialize, find a niche of excellence, and you will be successful.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. And Wayne, we are almost out of time. Wish we had more, but I want to thank you for just being on our show today, for sharing such excellent information, and then ending with such excellent advice. Again, thank you so much for being a part of the NABWIC Blog Talk Radio.
It was a pleasure, and thank you for having me.
Oh, you are certainly welcome. We want to wish everybody a great Thanksgiving, and tune in next Wednesday when we'll be back for more.
This concludes our show. Thank you for listening to NABWIC, the National Association of Black Women in Construction. For more information about NABWIC and our membership, please visit us on the web at www.nabwic.org. We are the voice of Black Women in Construction. Have a great and prosperous day.
Oh, yeah, you'll hang up that phone in the hall.